Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, August 12th, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Maile Dayton celebrates 100 years of excellence and innovation. Maile Dayton proudly celebrates the 100th anniversary of its Dayton, Ohio facility, a cornerstone of the company's North American operations. The facility, spanning over 1.2 million square feet, focuses on thermal management products for automotive customers. Maile remains committed to the USA as an important location for production and employment in North America. The facility specializes in manufacturing HVAC modules, radiators, engine cooling modules, and more. Maile plans to increase its presence in the USA to shape the future of mobility. Founded in 1920, Maile is a leading international development partner and supplier to the automotive industry, generating sales of 11.7 billion euros in 2024.
State roundup: people with developmental disabilities experience lapses in Medicaid coverage. Moore's poll numbers among Dem voters slip. More people with developmental disabilities in Maryland are experiencing lapses in Medicaid coverage as the state struggles to keep up with new applications and appeals. Meanwhile, Governor Wes Moore's approval ratings among Democratic voters have slipped slightly, with just 68% saying he is doing a good job. Environmental advocates are criticizing the latest draft of the Chesapeake Bay Watershed Agreement for lacking pollution reduction targets and legal accountability. The Maryland Department of Transportation is seeking development proposals for the Bowie Mark Station area to boost ridership and housing. Maryland's large Cameroonian population is living in uncertainty after losing temporary protected status, while Haitian immigrants in the state's poultry industry fear deportation. Newly elected Maryland Congress members are finding it challenging to make an impact in a minority party. Senator Chris Van Hollen will headline a major Democratic fundraiser in Iowa next month. Maryland's tax-free week is expected to cost the state $9.3 million in revenue. Jewish leaders are condemning changes in the NEA handbook as anti-Semitic, while a man has been charged with vandalizing Israeli flags and businesses in Baltimore County. Carroll County's proposal to license cat colonies is facing criticism, and the Maryland State Department of Education has affirmed the firing of a former Montgomery County principal. A former Navy analyst has filed to run for the Anne Arundel County Council, and a column criticizes loyalty over merit at the Naval Academy.
Profits before people, the real reason Maryland power bills keep rising. Maryland Energy Administration Director Paul Pinsky and BGE Vice President Mark Case both attribute the rising power bills in Maryland to the competitive energy market. However, a recent study by the Electric Power Supply Association and energy tariff experts reveals that power generation only accounts for approximately 45% of the average electric bill, with costs actually declining by 20% over the past decade. The real reason for the increasing bills lies in the steady rise of transmission and delivery costs from BGE, which have doubled since 2010. This increase is driven by the company's commitment to deliver annualized earnings growth for its investors, not to benefit ratepayers. Despite offering temporary assistance, BGE's focus on profits over people raises concerns about the necessity and benefit of their infrastructure investments.
Oregonian high school seniors launch BedAir to serve underprivileged communities. Oregonian high school seniors Sohan Govindaraju and Shriya Marla founded BedAir to help communities combat worsening air quality during wildfire season. The nonprofit provides DIY air filter boxes to at-risk households and advocates for cleaner air, bridging the gap between environmental stewardship and community health. partnering with the Oregon Department of Forestry's Urban and Community Forestry Unit, Bethair aims to empower vulnerable populations in Oregon by distributing clean air boxes. The dynamic duo has already impacted communities across Oregon and is expanding their efforts to protect more Oregonians this summer. Bethair's innovative approach and community-centered focus are making a positive difference in the lives of those who need it most. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.